On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, it's Friday, and it's really Friday, so it's Tory Friday, TF.
As always, TFT, TTF, ta-ta for now.
Tory Lagarde is a humorist and the author of What's Up With That?
It's Stop It. Oh, Stop It.
That was the first book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, all right.
Anyway.
Anyways, how you feeling, Ron? Are you with me?
I slept, Tori. I fell asleep at 6:30 last night and wake up till 5.
And that's crazy.
The funny thing is, I'm still tired.
Oh, my God. So you slept too much. That happens.
That's it. That's the show.
And it's not even depression with you. I think it's just you're tired.
It's tired. I'm depressed that I'm not depressed. I think I should be.
Join the party. Join the rest of us when it's the holidays. That's what's supposed to happen.
Do you know people I speak to? It's not the end of the sentence. Do you know how many people I speak to who say to me, these are depressing times with the holidays. I always get depressed during the holidays.
Everyone says that, don't they?
I know. You always expect that after the holidays, like in February.
When their credit card bill comes.
But this is like people expressing that the holidays depress them before the holidays.
Well, I'll tell you, my dad gets depressed every Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. I can't tell if it's because he grew up, you know, during the Depression, and if it's just, you know, flashbacks.
Well, that's a different depression, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. He grew up during the Depressing Depression.
Isn't it interesting that they called it that? Because it was pretty depressing to live through that, but yet the depression.
But it's over now, Dad. Wake up. Stop it.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But he can't. He's sad.
Well, is he Jewish? Never forget.
I don't know. I don't think so. No. But I think it is a sad time for people because why is that?
Well, I think when you get older or when you have loss of loved ones, even when you're younger, it becomes like, family time and like, where's my family?
Right.
But what people don't understand is that's natural progression. That's exactly. Everybody. Yeah.
That's life.
Yeah. So, you know, that shouldn't be it.
No. You better get that by now.
Yeah. See, for me, it's that everybody is unusually joyous, and I don't live up to that level.
So, what is this
about? Now I feel even, like, more out of it.
You're excluded.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Like, now there's a happy club, and I'm not in that one at all.
I'm not in it either, so don't feel bad.
Well, I got to start a depressing club. You want to join?
Oh, I'm already in that.
Okay, fine. Didn't even see your badge. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I wear it on the inside.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. A lot of people are saying that and of all ages, that it's just...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm depressed year-round, so it isn't even just the holidays. So I can, you know, what does that even mean?
I'm depressed year-round in general because of the political situation.
Sure.
That's enough to do it
but
to you,
But were you always?
Too. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Just with this...
Right, right.
This circus clown.
The clown. It's a clown. Yeah. It's a clown show.
Boy, has the sexual harassment thing beefed up.
Oh, it's not even done, I have a feeling.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
Because you know what? People want to get it out now. Get it out there.
It's a good time because everybody seems to be doing their laundry. Airing your laundry, I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah.
I guess if you're doing your laundry, it has nothing to do with it.
I do laundry once a week, right. so there you go.
So even you are doing your laundry.
I don't air it because, you know, we don't have a clothesline. I didn't even know that I'm airing my laundry.
All right, so that's a different phrase then. But it seems that every man in power is vulnerable. And I was watching a discussion on CNN, I think it was, and there was a guy there, was a news anchor, and you could tell he was almost saying, like, what are they going to find on me? And he was like, you could see he was racking his brain.
Oh, my God.
Like, did I do anything? I don't even know. Did I do anything? It seems like anybody can be brought down now.
Well, it depends on what you've done. My God, keep your hands to yourself.
But the older guys Don't,
and keep your penis where no one can see it.
I know. But here's the problem. I know. Here's the problem is that I think that that is part of another generation where that was not, it was wrong to do and people should have known that. But I think they're...
It was more accepted?
No, it was never accepted, but they kind of thought their friends were doing it and women didn't really complain about it. They may have said stop that or something, but...
It wasn't a big deal.
I just think they were brought up differently.
Sure.
And I feel bad for those guys, although what they did was wrong, but I don't think they knew it was wrong.
Well, the stories I'm hearing are way past that. They damn well know what they're doing, and I don't like it.
Well, yes, that's correct. See, there's two, I think people should understand, there's two sets of things going on here. One are the people that throw their weight around in a very snarky kind of, I'm much better than you kind of manner. Mm-hmm. Those people should be handcuffed. And then there are people that touch somebody in the ass or something like that, or like when Bush was walked up to, you know, the German chancellor and rubbed her shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, okay, that's a generational thing that had got to stop, but I get that. Then you got the Roy Moore guy who's running for Alabama State Senate.
What's wrong with Alabama?
Or U.S. Senate. And, well, let's not say
that. I know,
that.
There's
let's
enough going that. On down there.
But he actually was a predator on 14-year-old girls.
At least one, a girl.
Yes. That's a different ball game.
Yeah.
Cosby, a different ball game. And they're all bad and they're all wrong, but there are degrees of this.
Right.
Well,
you don't walk around without clothes on. Say, hey, I'm going to go take a shower and things
you don't.
Like that.
No, you don't.
See, that's what went on.
That's beyond
like it.
That's beyond making a physical touch to somebody on their shoulders or something. You don't grab their private parts. A little touch on the ass is also disrespectful, but then the woman can say, don't ever do that again, and we're done. Grabbing the crotch, Trump's pussy talk, unacceptable.
Right.
Unacceptable. That's private stuff.
And he thought he was not being recorded.
Correct.
So, and if he was being recorded, you know he's not going to say that. So
right.
Again.
But you know that's how he thinks.
And, yeah, that's how he thinks.
And if he's bragging, I have to assume that that's what he does. He told me he does.
Yeah,
I didn't see it, but he told me he does.
Well, people talk a lot, too.
Did you hear this morning that, on Wednesday morning, I believe, that... President Trump says that he may even campaign for Roy Moore because Roy Moore says he didn't do it.
Right. I heard some of the Trumps talk about the guy says he didn't do it. So what are we supposed to do here? We don't want the Democrats in there. It's an upside down world.
I already know
that. So,
anyway, if you're going to be depressed for the holidays, that's the reason.
Have a legitimate reason.
That's the reason.
Because every year we have the holidays, but every year we don't have this.
Correct.
So every year, if you want to be depressed about the holidays, go for that.
I think most people are on edge, unless you're Republican. Then you're even on edge if you're Republican, I would assume.
But I want to say one thing about Fox News that I don't watch, but I know people that do, unfortunately. Uh-huh. And I was sitting there when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say one thing about these anchors.
Yes.
That woman, one of them, her lips, her mouth was so beautiful. It was so pretty. She had this nice gloss on.
Nice.
You know what it is then? You're mesmerized by the mouth and the words coming out of it. I'm serious.
Okay.
You just believe it. You're like, oh, okay.
Right.
That's part of the show. I think it's got to be part of the show. They want these women and this mouth and it's saying stuff and you go, yes.
Well,
it worked on me a little bit. I'm
look
at this mouth.
They are a little glitzier women-wise. They're a little more sexist women-wise. And all those guys. It's like
and
all
it
those
so
guys
works
are going
on people.
Down.
They're listening. Oh, yes.
It's
I believe
awful.
You.
Interestingly, there's one news anchor, one news guy on Fox News that is different than the others.
Is it Shep?
Yes.
I know.
Shepard
you're right.
Smith.
He's good.
He's gay.
Yeah, but he says what he wants. Anybody believes, I mean.
Right.
Not
and
what they
and
say.
The reason I say he's gay is that he is, you know, other than just straight-laced thinking.
Gay men are better than straight men, as
Absolutely.
Far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And he says what's on his mind, and sometimes it opposes. And that's good. Keep him there. I like that.
Right.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Not because he's countering Fox News, but because he's telling the truth.
And and even though people want him out, I've read, you know, the right wingers.
Yeah.
I bet he has some kind of clause in his contract. They can't fire him, or that's wrongful termination.
Right,
I bet
right.
he's got something, so he can't. They got to leave him there.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you, Shep.
Good. I mean, I'm still not going to watch Fox News.
No.
Did I say Fox News by mistake?
Why is that a mistake?
Well,
so you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's not true.
Another allegation, which is very, very odd. This just came out on Wednesday as well. There's a Dr. Nasser, Larry Nasser.
Oh, I've heard that. That came out a while ago.
Oh, did
is it the
I'm
Olympic
sorry.
Guy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
been out for like a week or so.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That long?
Oh, yeah.
That's, the way but you it's say the, that's a long time ago.
At least a week, because the Olympic thing was, he's the doctor and he's molesting these women and is, you know what? Another one.
Another one.
Yeah, it's awful.
Here's an interesting thing that just came out on Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, good.
And this is the Girl Scouts of America posted this on their website on their prominent first
no
page.
No more cookies?
Not for you. Well, oddly enough, it has nothing to do with cookies. This is what they posted on the website. Don't force your daughter to hug family members at family gatherings.
Okay.
And they say... the girls don't owe anyone a hug.
Well, that's always been true. I don't like when people force people to do that anyway.
Well, I mean, that's what the Girl Scouts organization is saying, that don't force your child to hug family members if they don't want to.
You can say, give grandma a hug, and then if they don't want to, don't force it. Right. But I would still recommend to say, give grandpa a hug goodbye or something. At least suggest it, because kids don't want to do
know,
it anyway.
But sometimes when the kid doesn't want to do
it. Well, then they don't.
Push
it.
Don't push it is the thing.
But because I still mention it.
The parent will usually say, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
You know, and that starts to make you feel like, you know. But
what
parent wouldn't
it,
say, oh, come
don't
on?
Don't insist.
I mean, they're saying, but here's what I don't understand. They're saying to replace that with a high five. That is
you
stupid.
You hate high fives, though. I know you do.
I can't stand high fives.
Yeah, I know you don't like them.
They don't make any sense.
Right, so, yeah, I don't think that's a great idea
You don't
either.
Have a five-year-old child high five an adult.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
come on.
If you got to have something, I mean, I guess it's okay. I'm not going to say don't do it. Why not? It's a little high five between friends.
I think a shaking of the hands
no,
or something.
No, that's too formal. That's ridiculous. Don't shake your relative's hand.
High five them?
Yeah. It's a
high five 83-year-old grandpa. I didn't even know what a high five. How do you even reach the high five level when you're a child?
They do high, you do low. It's down here.
Oh, my God, Tori. This is like in the hood or something here. Yes. You know, the high five came from a certain culture.
It did?
I think so. I don't think the Chinese culture high fives. I mean... I think it's
well, everybody has
I think it's basketball
now, dude.
Players, dude.
Oh, okay. So it's a sports thing.
I think that's where it started.
Okay. All right. I'll agree to that.
Yeah.
Until I hear differently. Why not?
I don't know. I didn't do a study on it. I just don't understand where the high five came from. I don't understand that thing. I don't get it.
Well, just don't do it. But I did want to ask you something about Thanksgiving, because we just had a Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
Now, do you think stores should be open or closed on Thanksgiving? What
closed.
Is your opinion?
Closed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Me too. And I just wanted to check with you.
Yes. Thanks for checking in. Closed for sure, because of the employees.
Yeah.
But then again, there are some employees that say, oh, please give me overtime. I need the money. I've got nothing else to do on Thanksgiving. I am depressed.
So, you know what? Go open a home business. I mean, you can't just for a one couple people may open a whole store. There's lots of overhead, electricity, insurance.
I think it should be closed. What about, how do you feel about stores opening on Thanksgiving night, which a lot are doing?
I don't care. Go ahead. If that's Wednesday night, fine, do it.
Thursday night.
No, I thought you said Thanksgiving Eve.
No. That night. Yeah, a lot of places open afterwards.
No.
I think so. I agree with you.
Make the whole day a holiday.
Yeah.
Because there's so few left. What do you get? Christmas and Thanksgiving.
It's just stupid. We've gone overboard with this whole thing. This Black Friday is just stupid.
Yeah.
The idea of getting up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning
I'm not doing that.
To stand online in the freezing cold to shop for something.
But you remember what I told you a couple of years ago? No, you don't. A couple of hours ago.
I don't even know who you are.
I know. I don't know who I am either. But I've talked about, I think, the items that are available on Black Friday.
Yeah.
If you look up these model numbers for these electronics, like televisions, they're inferior. And so you're getting what you're paying for. You're not getting the real deal here.
Right.
You're getting a version of that television.
Yes.
Look it up. Please look this up. Because you think you're getting a $100 TV that's worth $500, it's worth $100 or less.
Well, yeah, or close out.
Yeah,
TVs,
it's not the
models.
Same. It's, right, check the model number. Yeah. You'll be surprised if you think you're getting this great big deal.
Yeah. Well, some people don't really care.
Yeah, some people don't care.
Yeah, but you're right, Tori. Some people think a TV is a TV. You turn it on, you see pictures, and you go home. Well, you are home. But... No, I know what you mean. But
it's
for some people, that is enough.
I'm not getting that. Who needs a TV?
Well, all right. There are people in a different universe, Tori, that actually do watch TV.
I mean, you could do the same thing on a computer, is my point. Everything should be internet. You can stream television, stream Amazon, stream everything. Why do we need a television? What's with network? Get rid of it.
Well, a lot of that is, we're starting to go in that direction.
We don't need it. But now, did you hear about net neutrality?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Trump is trying to roll back the crap.
Yep.
The Obama set us free. And now he's like, well, I think your internet service provider should be in charge of what you look at. Hello, North Korea.
Yeah, I know.
Stop that right now.
He just alienates everybody to the point where there should be nobody left. But yet this 37% just hangs on because they love to lick his snot
or
something.
They love Jesus. It's all about Jesus. They think he's so religious in all this.
Take away your internet freedom and our religion starts changing quickly.
I mean, still Tor browser. That's all I know. Well, T-O-R onion. You know.
It's going to come down to either internet freedom or burning crosses on lawns. I mean, that's really the bottom line
here. I just think I said this before, he's trying to create chaos. He's trying to make this turmoil in America, and then we're all confused, and he thinks he's the voice of reason.
Well, that's what his friend Bannon wanted to do.
Right. And he still whispers in his ear.
Right. Oh, they still talk. No, the idea was to have a royalty, a autocracy, which Trump would love. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea here. And the other theory is that anything is better than talking about Russia.
Yeah, it's there. It's been there. It's not going away.
Now he's having some type of a little spat with this guy. There were three college basketball players.
Yes, it started with an L. That's all I can remember. The dude's name, the father.
Yes, it was LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
LeVar Ball. And I think he's in the sneaker business, business?
Something, yeah. He has a business.
And people are trying to find out if Trump has an interest in this because it sounds like a professional wrestling bit where you start an argument that goes back and forth and you end up knowing about the shoes.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think Trump just says what he wants and that's the end of it and so what?
But can you believe? I mean, we're talking about this ego. Can you believe that you know he gets these three guys off the shoplifting charge.
By the way,
they were not in jail, by the way.
No.
They were not
in jail. Were facing charges, probably.
Right, that's all. So he gets them off, and then, so to speak, and then he, that's what she said, I know, you can say that if you want.
Use a comma,
right, right.
Uncle Jack, the horse.
And then he actually tweets, and one of the fathers doesn't want to thank me. And it's just, I've never seen so much ego being spread on a sandwich before in my life.
Yeah.
I just dislike this man so totally as a person.
I know.
I got to get off the subject.
Well, I was at Target recently,
I'm sorry. I thought you said Walmart.
Oh yeah, no.
Okay. All right.
But Target's a little upper scale.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little bit. It is. One level.
It's a nice Walmart.
It's Target.
Target. Well, that's why I say Target is a nice Walmart.
Oh, it's a nice Walmart. Correct. Yeah. Correct. But I didn't notice this at the checkout. If you ever notice this now, and it might be at Walmart too. It might be everywhere. But I don't go everywhere, Ron. Like you.
Yeah.
They have these machines that put your $20 bill in, and it tells you if it's counterfeit or not.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen that before.
I hadn't either. So if you use a credit card or a debit card, you're not going to see it because that's a separate device. But if you use cash and it's $20, they put it right in. And so I asked the girl about this. I said, what the heck is this? I said, what if, she said it reads false a lot, like fail, fail, fail.
Really?
Right. But I said, well, what happens if someone gives you a counterfeit bill and it says fail and you don't even know? And she says, we can't take it.
Well, that I can understand.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
But isn't that interesting?
That must say that retailers are finding that there's a huge percentage of counterfeit.
Yeah, they're getting
hosed.
I didn't even know it was still happening. It's like a Scarface movie.
I never think about that.
Yeah, check it out when you're at Target. There's a little red thing. It slides in. It's red because of Target.
That must be a real problem.
You think?
Why don't they have them in banks?
What do you mean?
Why wouldn't they have those counterfeit little machines in banks?
Well, they probably do, don't they? I mean, why wouldn't they? But they have them at retailers now as well. They don't have probably mom and pop sub shops because that's a little high tech.
Certainly not.
But Target, they have them.
Wow, I did not know that.
I didn't either. So I thought that was an interesting.
That's very interesting. That says that there's a problem.
Yes.
Is what that says.
And I don't know if Walmart has them. I don't think so. But I haven't been in there to look.
I don't see them doing it in Walmart.
No, they don't care.
No.
There's a little level of apathy at Walmart.
Well, there's a lot more 20s being passed through Walmart than there are through. Through Target, I would assume, though. Well, Target, I don't know. It's interesting. Interesting problem.
Yeah.
By the way, did you ever wear a red T-shirt to Target by mistake?
I'm afraid to, because people ask me stuff.
Yeah.
Or and khaki pants. Don't do that khaki combo.
Pants, right.
I just want to get a job here.
That's a double.
They might talk to me and say, what are you wearing? They might, you know, because I could be approaching customers with a hidden camera.
That's
right.
Say,
hey, what are you looking for?
That's right.
Just out of the blue. That's
you
a good,
do that.
Hey, that's a good YouTube channel.
Yeah, it is.
Dress like a Target or a Walmart or whatever and go in the business and start just walking up to people. Say, can I help you with something? And then just like you're a regular person, it's not against the law.
That's fantastic.
That's a great idea. Go do that, someone.
And then if somebody says, how much are the TVs? They're free. Just take one. It's okay. No problem.
I love it.
You get out of the store before they do, and then you just watch the fun behind you. Yeah. It's free. Go on. They're free today.
They won't believe that necessarily, but you could say, for you, I'll see what I can do. Let me go talk to my manager, and then you know, go back. And they're like,
they
said they were going to talk to a manager. What? Who are you talking about?
Right.
There's cameras everywhere, though. Yeah. That's a thing.
That's true. You always forget about the cameras.
In the elevator, Target. There's a camera in the elevator.
Wow.
What's going to happen in there?
You can't do changing rooms, though.
You can't, but who knows? They think they have two-way mirrors. Did you ever see that Oprah episode? Oh, my God.
Well, that's
it was
only,
horrible. They're just looking at you. They're watching you change.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like it. I mean, I'm not saying they do it now, but there was an Oprah episode 20 years ago where they had two-way mirrors, and there were women there looking at other women.
Wow.
It seems wrong.
Yeah, men should be looking at other women.
Yeah, well, that's happening. That's why they're being reported. Haven't you watched the news? We already went over this.
That makes more sense.
Well, what a world. It's terrible.
Stupid world.
I want to say something about last thing is Xfinity.
Oh, boy.
Well, Comcast, whatever.
Yeah.
You have the on-demand menu, right?
Yes, you do.
And what I found out is they're charging you to watch a network show that you already have in your package. If you don't watch it the night it's on, if you try to watch it the next day, you got to pay $1.99. And it's not every network. Guess what network is doing it?
What network is doing
it? Fox TV.
Get out.
I swear it. I looked up two of their shows. And two of their shows, you couldn't not only could you not watch it the next day, but if you wanted to, if it was even there, it was $1.99.
They have to tell you that ahead of time.
No, I called up and to complain. I said, I already pay for Fox News or network channels. I'm already
paying
for that.
Is it on your bill already?
No, it was trying to. I didn't buy it.
Wait a minute, Tori. How did you know that it was there to buy?
Because I went to buy. I went to watch it free.
Oh,
they used
to
have them free.
You went to watch it free, and there
now
it popped up
it.
And
yep.
said, okay.
Buy.
So you knew ahead of time that
but right, I didn't
right,
pay,
okay.
I didn't buy it.
Okay.
But the fact is that's happening with Fox News, not ABC, not NBC, not AMC.
Right.
Fox is deciding, you know what? There's money to be made here.
Yeah.
Hey, you missed the show. Guess what? And it still has commercials, Ron. Even if you pay to watch it.
And you still have to watch them.
And you can't fast forward.
Right.
And if you listen to this, and when the shows you can fast forward the commercials, check out this thing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They didn't used to do this. Because a year ago, this was not happening.
What is it?
When you fast forward and you press stop, when you see the show starting, I press stop, it rewinds two commercials back. It's tricky. It's glitchy. And so it makes you have to sit there and watch those anyway and let you fast forward again.
I was wondering. Was wondering about that because I was because I do record everything, even when it's on, and so I don't have to watch the commercials.
Right.
And on the networks, usually, no, that's fine. That's no problem.
On demand is getting you, man.
But then I was saying to myself, well, wait a minute, no one's going to advertise on TV anymore. No company's going to advertise on TV if people aren't watching the shows live. Then why would they?
Right.
And I knew that the something was going to hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the start of that something.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to get revenue somehow now.
Yeah, they're getting tricky.
Wow.
I just thought I'd bring it to people's attention because if you think you're going to get a free show on demand where it was free before, now you have to wait like a week or a few days to get it free.
Yeah.
You can't watch it the next day for nothing
some
networks.
Okay.
Not every network. Like AMC, Walking Dead's one of the most popular shows around. You can watch that for free the next day.
For now.
But Fox is on it. Fox is like money.
Usually when one starts it, they all follow suit.
They all follow. Uh-oh.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
So there's that.
I'm telling you.
Internet, man. Just go to the internet. Stream things, I guess.
Even there, you're going to start finding things going on there.
Yeah.
Because this free can't go on for much longer.
No,
And I always wondered why all the apps are free and stuff.
They have ads in them.
Yeah, but I mean, to a point, I can put up with that, but to what point are they going to start loading more ads to the point where I can't even use the damn thing
there
anymore?
There you go. Yeah. People are greedy. That's why Thanksgiving and some stores want to be open. It's greed.
Yeah. Well, this is the United Company of America, not the United States of America.
Okay.
And I've always thought that, and this is bearing out. I'm telling you, Tori, this is going to be a different world in 10 years. 10 years is going to be a different world.
Are we still going to be here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to be here.
Okay.
But we're going to have a different world. You're not going to have stores and malls. They're going to become obsolete.
Opening drones, dropping things, opening my door.
Yeah.
A drone will open my door.
Yep. Well, I don't think a drone will open your door. He has to have hands.
They'll have hands. They'll have EIEs. AIs? AIs. AEIO. McDonald.
No.
They'll have artificial intelligence.
Well, not within my lifetime. But I think brick and mortar stores, the ones that they build out of brick and mortar.
Yeah, they're going down.
They're going down, man. And they're going down already. All the major chains are either cutting back or folding.
And Target, they're getting counterfeit money somehow. They're trying to bust in, man.
It's all going
to
happen online. And did you hear that Uber?
Yes.
This too.
This
show is full of information today.
It is. I like it this is. Show.
It's not so bad.
I'm not even done.
I might even listen to it.
I hope you do.
I hope you do too. Dory's doing her Italian over accent there. Again.
Happened a year ago. I mean, last year.
Mm-hmm.
2016 Correct. Is when Uber got hacked.
Yes.
57 million.
But they didn't tell anybody.
I didn't use an Uber back then.
I didn't
So
either.
I'm safe. You're
yeah.
safe
yeah.
for that.
Whatever. A lot of million people got their information stolen. They apparently found, the reason that they didn't, talk about it is because they thought they solved it.
They found
the two hackers.
Okay.
And
were they Iranian too?
They didn't say who they were.
Like HBO.
They said that they paid them $100,000. It's almost like ransom. They paid them $100,000.
Oh,
yeah. They paid them money to destroy the what they hacked.
Really? And they took their word that they did that.
Correct. So they apparently feel they didn't have to report it. The head of Uber says that they didn't know. They had no idea. That was kept in that department. They never told the heads of the company, like I believe that.
Yeah.
But here's the point to this.
Mm-hmm.
If our entire lives, our commerce, our existence depends on computers,
right.
On the internet per se, the finances, information, electricity, if it's all controlled by something that can be hacked, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we've talked about this over and over. We'll keep talking about it until people catch on that, you know what, that's what terrorism is. It's going to be cyber terrorism.
And it's going to be an easy, easy thing for terrorists to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even thought about that crap.
So keep your money under your mattress, like everybody else, like the old days.
It's crazy,
Jimmy Cagney.
But true. I long for the days where you took a pencil and you wrote it down on a piece of paper, and there you go.
Well, that's not very secure either.
Well, unless you get your house broken into, no one's going to steal your information.
Okay.
And if you pay for everything in cash when you go to stores, which we don't do every day.
You can't pay for a house in cash, dude.
I know that, dude.
So, there's a paper trail somewhere. You go to a doctor, there's a paper trail. You get a medical record.
Right. Well, that's because, yes.
You got to be Grizzly Adams
but
and live
someone,
off the grid.
Someone who wants that information somehow has to get into that paper system.
Oh, that sounds tricky.
It is tricky. It's more tricky than stealing everything from one click in a computer.
I think it can all be done. I think it all will be done.
It's very scary. And then we, as the public, we post all our private pictures.
I don't do that.
All our information, our location. You can see where we live on the Google Earth.
Right.
I mean, everything. And you can pay just like a couple of bucks and you can get a background check on anybody in the world.
That's right.
I mean, everything is available to everybody.
Yes.
And I just
and
wait and see.
You know what the argument bothers me is people say, well, I have nothing to hide. I don't care if they listen to my phone calls or read my email or look at what I do. I have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
It's not the point. You're right. The point is that your stuff can be stolen.
It's a free society.
Yeah.
You should not be looking at what I have unless you have a warrant or Correct. You have to go through legal channels.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, hang that guy. Guess what? There's legal steps that need to be made, even if they're guilty, because the innocent person, it could happen to them, and then what?
There used to be an argument back in the 70s. I wasn't around. But back in the 70s where there was this entity called Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the people that pick up the clothing. Not Big Brother, Big Sister, just Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
And the concept was Big Brother is watching everything, and that's watch out for the Big Brother. Someday, everything you do will be watched, and everything you do will be recorded and cataloged, and all your information will be scattered all over.
In the Obama administration, we already found out that's happening.
Yeah.
It is happening.
Yeah. Well, we know that, and we knew this was going to happen. But unfortunately, we're feeding the pig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that meant, but it sounded right.
Yeah.
You know, we give the information out.
We do. That's okay, though. I mean, you know, hey, the world will end soon. You think 10 years? I don't know.
Why do you keep saying that?
I think 9. I don't know. Don't you ever get the sense of doom, Ron?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. You know why?
Why?
There's no point.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No point.
There is no point.
No.
All right. No point. So just go with it.
Yeah, because probably nothing will happen anyway. There are things that stop things.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's a lot of
so,
things that
that's
need.
So eloquent.
Well, thank you very much. There are much more things that need to be stopped, but there were always threats to everything, always anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I don't think so. I think cataclysmic things can occur.
That's Mother Nature, though, too, right?
Yeah, Mother Nature. I mean, someone may set off a nuke by mistake. That will kill millions of people. But, you know, life will go on.
Life will go
normally.
On. The cockroaches, they can't be killed anyway.
Well, not just a cockroach. I mean, you know, people will be fine. Not the ones that are in the nuked. But
we could have gone way underground. Yeah. There's
a special
place for that.
As far as the end of everything, no. Okay. I don't think you'll have to worry about that.
I don't really worry either. I think it crosses my mind. I don't continually worry about it, but sometimes I think, you know what, is this going to happen? Are we all going to blow up? All right.
Well, you know, if that happens, then
yeah. What do you do? Nothing. Yeah,
so why even go why there? Even,
hey, that's a good point. Thank you for explaining that to us.
Doesn't really matter.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the good news. So cheer up, everyone. Christmas is coming.
Oh God.
Do you say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? Do we have to talk about that? What do you mean?
I mean, Merry Christmas is fine. I like Happy Holidays because some people aren't into the Christmas thing.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of Christmas people aren't into the Christmas thing as well.
Okay. I just don't want people getting all angry about what I say because I'll say what I want.
I don't think anybody cares about that.
I think people do. I think they're all getting up in arms. There's a war on Christmas, that nonsense. So
the only people who care about that are the people that are needlessly caring about that. What's the difference?
I think it's the South. A lot of it is in the South.
So Happy Holidays bothers people?
Yeah. And the people in the South, it does.
Really?
Yeah. Because Christmas is Christ. So you're taking the Christ out of Christmas. They're all up in arms thinking that
they're
because
the person isn't talking about Christmas. They're talking about the whole holiday season.
Somebody told me today, you know what they told me?
What?
That Christmas might not be around anymore someday. I think they're full of it.
See? Who's this? Who are these
people? I'm not going to tell you.
Are these the zombies?
Probably. But do you
Christmas
believe that?
Not going to be. No, I don't believe that.
See, they're really getting. I said, you better turn that Fox channel off because I think that's probably part of the problem right there.
There are some people. I've met many people who believe in every conspiracy ever spilled out on every on any kind of internet stupidity thing.
Yeah.
Everything on the internet to a lot of people is absolutely true.
Yeah.
If it appears in print on a screen, it is true. And these people never understood. They never understood the deal here.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, they need to get off the internet because I don't understand the internet, I think.
Well, Trump is one of them. He feels that if it's on a screen, then it's probably true. Then he calls it fake news because he's told it's not. He's just totally messed up.
They used to put things on his desk, I heard, that they wanted him to talk about that weren't real.
Yeah.
Like someone would slip something on there and see what would happen. That's mean. Don't troll Trump.
It's terrible. Don't troll him.
Don't troll Trump. Because
that should be on the hat, actually.
I'm going to make my own hat. My t-shirt and stuff, bumper stickers.
You need a hat for a lot of things. Especially in the hat business.
That's all right.
Yeah, then you got a silk screen and all that stuff.
But guys that wear them, I never know if they're bald underneath, that they're hiding it.
Do you need to know?
Well, they look different when they have a hat, and then they take it off and there's no hair. That's a little deceitful.
Does this bother you to any great extent if you don't know them?
What do you care No, for? Not if I don't know them, I guess. But I mean, you know, like a picture on a Twitter. I mean, not a Twitter, Tinder, like someone that's, I don't use that anymore, but like a dating thing. They have a hat on. Come on, stop it.
People on Tinder and on Snapchat.
Grindr.
And
do you know what Grindr is?
Snapchat and Grindr. No, I don't.
Thank God.
No. What is Grindr?
Grindr is like a Tinder, but it's for gay guys.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so I'm glad you didn't know that.
Good for them. No,
if
no
you
idea.
Knew, I'd be like, Ron.
No, I have no idea. Well, I might be up on things. It doesn't mean anything, but I have no idea.
I'm glad you're not up on that one. But
No, I don't even know what I was saying here.
hats, bald, Tinder.
Oh, yes. Don't people put up their best picture or a picture that was taken 10 years ago anyway?
I don't. I never did. I never did that. That's lying.
Well, maybe you didn't.
Fake news.
Maybe you That's not fake news.
It's old news.
It's old news. It's not a misrepresentation. It is you. It's just old news.
Right. Well, I met people online and then they'd say, you look better than the pictures.
Well, that's a compliment.
They'd say you'd be surprised what these women were putting on for pictures. He said they look nothing like the picture they'd put up.
Correct.
That's lying. Why would you do that? Because you've got to meet the person eventually, and then you're going to be shocked. Why do that?
It's misrepresentation.
It makes a lot of awkward. I'm not making
it
awkward.
It does, but it's human nature to put your best foot forward and to figure it's not going to matter anyway, and then it does eventually.
Oh, lesson again. Just be yourself, man.
A lot of people don't feel like themselves are good enough. That's what it's all about. If they did, they wouldn't need to go online to do this stuff.
Okay. We're unpacking a lot of stuff here. It's good.
Well, you got to unpack. Otherwise, you just got boxes in the corner all the time. And that's how your life is managed, by keeping everything in a box in the corner.
That's what this show is for. We unpack and unbox.
This is like one moving company, this whole program.
It is. Yeah. We need to change the name. Some kind of moving company.
Yeah.
We'll move your emotional state to where it needs to be.
Very nice.
With the truth.
With
you
the
need
truth.
The truth, man.
Yeah.
Don't hide from the truth.
Sometimes the truth is in the eyes of the beholder.
That's another false reality.
That's another false statement.
Uh-oh.
We're out of time.
Good.
You say that every time.
You're lucky to even get me here. You know that.
Oh, the amount of money we have to pay her just to get her in the studio, it's insane.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be with you next time. Until then, wish you peace.